Joining us as we continue our look at the Shorter Catechism. Once again, I did it. Covenant Orthodox Presbyterian Church. This change of the church's name is going to take me a while. But this morning, we are looking at question 17. Into what estate did the fall bring mankind? The fall brought mankind into an estate of sin and misery. Now, over the next few two questions, we will describe what is the sinfulness of that estate wherein man fall, and what is the misery of that estate. So this morning, we're just going to set up this division of sin and misery. So, of course, this draws us back to Genesis 3, when God came into the garden after Adam and Eve and the serpent had revolted. To the woman he said, I will surely multiply your pain in childbearing. In pain you shall bring forth children. Your desire shall be for your husband, but he shall rule over you. And to Adam he said, because you have listened to the voice of your wife and have eaten of the tree of which I command you, you shall not eat of it. Cursed is the ground because of you. In pain you shall eat of it all the days of your life. Thorns and thistles it shall bring forth for you. And you shall eat the plants of the field, but the sweat of your face you shall eat bread, till you return to the ground. For out of it you were taken, for you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Therefore the Lord God sent him out from the Garden of Eden to work the ground from which he was taken. So we begin this passage of man from the garden. He's sent east as you exited the temple. Later, you are heading east, and so here, exiting the garden, they're sent east. And then after Cain murders his brother, he goes east. And Lot, when he separates from Abraham, though Abraham had offered him to go north or south, he goes east, which is the direction of Sodom and Gomorrah. So we see, again, this geography of heading east is heading away from the presence of the Lord. Now, you can go too far east and end up in Egypt, so it's not an absolute, that east is good, west is bad, but in the context of leaving the garden, it's heading east. But so, we see that it's separation from the good and kind and gracious, benevolent presence of God. If we talk grace prior to the fall, we can't use as we do after the fall. After the fall, we think of demerited favor. There was no demerit in Adam and Eve. So that's why generally we call it goodness and kindness and mercy towards a creature, but not grace, because grace equals demerited favor, and there was no demerit. So Paul picks up this in several places. We can think of Romans 3, in their paths are ruin and misery, sin and misery. Therefore, just as sin came into the world through one man, and death through sin, so death spread to all men because all sinned. You all sinned in Adam and Eve. It's not that later on you imitated them, and so therefore you become like them. It's you inherit their sinfulness, both their corruption and their contamination and their guilt. And you were dead in your trespasses and sins. That's how you were born, with original sin. And so, as I already mentioned, over the next two videos, Lord willing, we will look at the questions 18 and 19 that deal with the sinfulness and the misery of the estate whereunto man fell. Thank you for joining us. God bless.